Well, welcome to this training time, Learning to Lead. It's part of a series called Leading the Church into a Dynamic Future. And this Learning to Lead is the apprentice leader training. And it is actually, as you begin to do the life groups, the small group plus the one-to-one, you will need to be able to develop leaders. And those leaders come from being apprentices first. Is there a leader in training? And so we welcome you to this. If you are new to this ministry, you need to maybe check out our website, just check out some of the other things that we have available, the overview of how to become a dynamic disciple-making church would be good to look at. And then this is actually as you begin to train the apprentices. So we're glad that you've joined us today. I'm going to just give a brief introduction to this course, and then we will actually be having available for you several sessions in the book Learning to Lead. If you'll turn to the just scroll down on your screen, you will find that we have a number of things that we'll look at here today. There's a table of contents on page 3. If you want, you can download this this book or these sessions. But this is the table of contents. There's actually 6 sessions in this course. And we will be covering different aspects of what it means to lead your group. And the apprentice, as he's learning to do this in the on-the-job training aspect of learning, as an apprentice and the leader will be applying the things that you're learning week by week, actually month by month as you go through this course. Let me just go through the table of contents. There's 5 basic things that we emphasize in this training. The group time together will involve a welcome time, a time in the Word, a time of worship and prayer, a time of looking at how we're going to reach out to others, which is win. There's actually 2 sessions on that. And then the work or serving, and that involves the leader development as well as the discipleship that will be going on outside the group during the week time. The table of contents is listed on page 3 there. It kind of, each session kind of doubles, does that. Sessions 4 and 5 are both on win, because we need to be focusing on reaching out to new people all the time. The starting off in lesson 1 is we look at the checklist, the things that you need to prepare ahead of time, and then the purpose and job descriptions, things like that. The main objectives, we'll be talking about what they are and why they're important, and then how to ask the sharing questions, which is all part of the welcoming people. Session 2 is on the Word. The emphasis is there. And we talk about the small groups, but we also look at what we need to keep in mind as we get into the Bible study time or the Word of God. The 3rd session is on worship and prayer. We need to come at all of this with as leaders, as those with a very genuine servant attitude and servant heart. And so we look at what does it mean to be God's servant. And then we look at how to have a meaningful prayer, a group time in our prayer. So that's the emphasis of that session. The next 2 are on win, the heart of a servant, reaching people, and how to pray for the lost. A very important aspect as we look at reaching out to new people. And then we look at the other aspects of reaching out, and that is that we need to be reaching out as we reproduce our group. And as we do that, we need to be sure that we have an apprentice in place to do so. And then also looking at different ways that we can reach out, a vision for our world, and how to witness as a lifestyle. Very important, some helpful suggestions and tools there to equip you and your people and your group to be really witnessing as a way of life. And I think you'll find that to be very, very helpful. And then the last session here is talking about creating that safe environment, developing leaders who will teach and train others. In other words, we need to be always encouraging them to take what they have learned and pass it on and train other people to do what they've been trained to do. We all need to understand what our spiritual gifts are because we're all made uniquely different, and we all work together as part of one body, and this spiritual gift discovery will help us to identify those things. If you'll turn to the next page, here we're looking at just the instructions for the apprentice that they need to study and prepare before we get together with the leader. Usually we recommend that you meet once a month for about 1 hour, and that should be sufficient. We'll be discussing and reviewing the content of the things that were covered in each of these sessions so that there's a clear understanding of it. And then the principles that are learned each session, as you meet once a month, and over the next month, you will implement that in your small group. Now, some of the things are meant to be applied in the group, and some of them will be taught to the group. And so it'll be instructed as to what you do with each of the different parts of the training as you go along. The box below and on the following page simply show how that these five objectives, so welcome, worship, win, and word, and work, are all how they show themselves up in each of the different aspects of the training. In the life group, the leader training the apprentice, the coach and the leader, and that continues on in the next page, the pastor training the coaches, and then church-to-church mentoring. And ultimately, that will be the case. Now, this on both these pages, you'll see one of the blocks here are in bold. That is what will be covered here, where the leader is training the apprentice. That's what this course is about. But it goes on with further development in other courses, and just to see how it fits into the whole aspect of the training. Now, if you'll turn over to page one, there's an introduction there. Let me just kind of go down through that briefly. If you have it printed out or if you have it on the screen in front of you, you can just kind of follow along as I highlight some of these things. It says, a life group ministry of our church is a vehicle for carrying out the mandate of Ephesians 4:12 to equip the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. Now, as it says here, the pastor can't do it alone. It's really something that the whole body needs to be involved in operating in doing these things. And God has given gifted leaders to equip people to do that. And so every member of the church should really, as it says here, throw off their passive role and begin to be the minister that they were meant to be. We are all to be ministers. We are to be built up, building up the body of Christ as we all minister to one another and reach out to those around us. Jesus certainly demonstrated this in his life and time here on earth with his small group of men and women that followed him wherever he went. He ministered to them. He equipped them. And he spent one-on-one time with them as we read through many of the scriptures in the New Testament. The disciples went on to model that kind of ministry as they began the early church. And as they fellowshiped together, they had no church building, so they met in the Jewish temple, and then they met from house to house. And so that's a very real model that we can follow, and it works very well today. Some of the fastest growing churches in the world today are operating on a very similar model to what Jesus and the early disciples displayed there for us. The result was powerful back then, and they added daily to the church those that were being saved. And today, we are seeing churches that are doing that as well. Today, we meet in the local church to fellowship and to worship the Lord, celebrate His abundant blessings, to learn together from God's Word. But there's also a need to meet in small groups, to share our lives together as we study God's Word and pray together in an environment of intimacy and accountability. And that accountability is a big part of what it means to be disciples and disciple makers. The next paragraph here is very important. It's in bold. It says, fellowship is not the purpose of the life group. Now, that may seem strange to some who I think a lot of churches set up their small group ministry because they say, we just need to get our people to fellowship more together. Well, it's not the purpose of the life group. It is a vital part and is indeed a byproduct. So it's a very important part. but the real purpose of the life group must be seen as a vehicle for evangelism and discipleship. And if you miss that, I think you're going to find that you'll become just another Bible study that will settle in over time and begin to gradually level off and become self-centered and die. But if you focus on evangelism, which is reaching out to new people, and equipping each one as a disciple of Christ, then the group will grow and reproduce. They help us, these groups help to assimilate new people by connecting them to the church family as well. So when Christians are equipped for and involved in reproducing their lives in others through ministry, they will grow spiritually. And that's really the key here. Many believers believe that teaching the word will result in ministry and outreach. Experiences we have found over the years that simply shows that ministering creates a need to learn from God's word. So there's a bit of a paradigm shift there for some people, a very important aspect. Now at the bottom paragraph, it says, discipleship is key to growth. The most effective way to develop disciples is one-to-one. The one-to-one training is perhaps the most important dynamic of the life group. Each person in the group is given an opportunity to be trained in dynamic basics, which is 4 lessons, dynamic discipling, which is 9 lessons, and dynamic sharing, which is 6 lessons. And these are one-to-one, man with a man and a woman with a woman. And they are all available through our ministry on our website here. And so if you aren't familiar with them, you can check them out. There's actually some audio sessions where we walk people through these sessions. If you want to be trained to do that, you can just follow along on those sessions. But very important material we're going to be covering here today will be kind of an introduction to it in lesson one. If you carry on with that, you will find that it will be very helpful to see how you can actually set up and begin your first life group. So I hope you will join us in these sessions, and if you need help or information on downloading, that will be available on our front page of our website. So thank you for considering this. I hope you will join us.